underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we're going to talk about, weapons. Yeah, weapons. Because you have weapons in your hand. And maybe how to use those weapons too. Because we're fighting a battle. And this war that we're fighting is not about losing your physical life. No, it's about losing eternal life. And this is serious. To people who've been in war, how you call it, in war, at war, or I don't know how to say. People who went to war before, they know the seriousness of it. It's not pretty, you know, it's really ugly. So imagine a scene like that taking place spiritually. And imagine that scene is far worse than the physical war. Because the spiritual scene is not something that will come and be wiped up, and in ages it's gonna be cleaned up and everything, and they're gonna bury the dead. No. In this scene, it's an eternal set. People who lose their lives, they're not going nowhere. They're not gonna get buried and forgotten. They're gonna be there for eternity, tormented. If you lose, you're gonna be eternally tormented. And don't tell me God is the one who sent you to hell, because God does not do that. God gave us the choice. He said, I set before you today life and death. Choose. He's giving you that's what free will is about. He gave you free will to choose between good and evil, between life and death. That's all free will is about. Free will is not about, I want this piece of steak rather than this piece of steak. No, that's not what free will is about. Even a lion can sit down and choose, today I want a gazelle rather than how you call it? A wildebeest. He can pick and choose. I'm talking about free will to choose rather to do good or evil. Because if you look at it, animals don't have that choice. Animals, they are animals. They do what they do. They get up. If they have to kill to eat, they will kill to eat. There is no concept of good and evil. They kill and eat. But us, we know that concept of good and evil. Because from the very first day when Adam ate that fruit, what did God say? Behold, man has become like us, knowing good and evil. You see? Knowing good and evil, it set us apart from animals. And the free will to choose is ultimate. But that free will is to tell you, you have the choice to choose to do good or to choose to do evil, to choose to serve God or choose to serve the devil. There is no middle line. You cannot say, I never kill nobody. I never kill nobody. I can just tell a white lie. A white lie. White lie. What is a white lie? There is no white lie. It's a lie. There is no little sin. Once you sin, you have broken the law. It's punishable of death. Once you broke it, that's it. You have made the choice. And when you live a sinful life, here is a choice you made. That you chose to live a sinful life. That's the choice. But when you choose to serve God, you choose to stop that sinful life. And you choose to serve God. That's the statement you're making by your actions. You see how you use your free will to either serve God or the devil? And when you choose your sinful life, you choose the devil. Because sin, death came through sin. And who's the king of death? The devil. You're serving the devil and you don't even realize it. So the free will, you take it and you serve God with it. So, today we're talking about the weapons that you have. We already talked about the enemies, which are the devil, the world, and yourself. Now, we have weapons against, I would say, all of them. Because the weapons, it's not that they apply for just one specific enemy and not this other. No, they apply in all of them. And now, the major armor that we have is the one in Ephesians. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 11 to 18. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. So, the armor of God comes and gives you the weapons you have. The helmet of salvation, basically. You wrap your mind around the salvation of Jesus Christ, that you are saved. The enemy will constantly come against you. And one major way to wrap your mind on that salvation is reading your Bible. The devil knows the Bible. When he tempted Jesus, he said, "It is written." Where do you think he find it from? He knows the Bible. If he comes against you and you don't know your Bible, he's going to use the Bible to trick you, and you're going to fall for it because you don't know your Bible. So start with your Bible. Read your Bible from beginning to end. And when you finish, start again. Read it from beginning to end. Continue and never stop. Wrap your mind around it. Wrap the word of God in your head, in your heart, everywhere you go. That's why in the Old Testament, God told his children, write his word, put it on the posts of the house, the doorposts and all that. Write it and engrave it all over the place, because you have to write your mind around it. From the very moment you forget who God is, the devil had already stepped in. You have to constantly stay in God's word, because your enemy, the devil, is sleeping and you cannot see him. He's constantly in your ear. And only the word of God can push him away. That's why you need to stay close to your word. And that word is what in the armor is referred to as the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And you have the shield of faith, which is simply believe in God. Hang on to your faith. That faith is a shield. When the devil comes against you and try to tell you, "Oh no, you nothing," and all that, you use your faith to tell him, "No, my God said that I'm a king. My God said that I'm loved. And I'm going to choose to believe my God rather than listening to your lies." And then you have the breastplate of righteousness, because righteousness has to be your motive, whether somebody's looking or not. Let you be a beacon of righteousness. And stand for that righteousness no matter what. And then you have the belt of truth. Now, this one was tricky. It took me years to even learn that. I thought truth was just speaking the truth. Now, realizing, oh, no. Truth comes in three dimensions. You have to speak the truth. You have to be honest. And you have to be sincere. Because honesty is within you. Because you know if you're not being honest. Sometimes people can tell. But from the moment you know you're not being honest, you're lying to God. And sincerity is one of them too. You can tell something about a colorist, for example, about somebody because you don't want to offend the person. You chose the color that the person likes. You're not being sincere. You know you're not being sincere. God also knows it. That's lying to God. That's not standing in the truth. So you got to gear yourself with truth. Do all you can to be from your thoughts on, your thought process, to the way you stand, to how you carry on, to the truth, to your sincerity, to your honesty. Stand on the truth. Have truth as your belt. And then you have the preparation of the gospel of peace. Basically, that's being zealous, being willing. Basically, that's the willingness to just go whatever God sends you and do what God tells you to do and to spread the gospel as the good news, because that's all it is, the good news of salvation. But there is one more weapon that is so subtle, but if you don't have it, you're just going to mess everything else. It is called the mantle of humility or the cloak of humility. Without that cloak, you're going to walk in pride in the word of God, and the enemy is going to take you down. From the moment pride enters you, you have lost. And always remember this. From the moment you find pride in your heart, nip it. Don't let it sit. Don't be prideful. Don't even use the word like people say it. Oh, I take pride in this, or I'm proud of you. Don't even use that, because pride is a very dangerous thing. And pride will take you down, no matter how high, no matter how close you are with God. If you let pride enter you, you have fallen. And I have news for you. Pride is what brought down the devil, brought down Lucifer. So don't play with it. Pride is a very dangerous thing. You have to walk in humility with God. Let's say humility and love go hand in hand. Those are powerful weapons. And it's not mentioned as in the armor, but it's very vital. Because without it, you're just vulnerable to the devil. Because through that pride, the enemy is going to take you down. So don't forget that cloak of humility. Always be humble. Don't come and tell me, I am humble. I'm not asking you to tell me that you're humble. I'm telling you to do your best to always be humble. Let other people tell you that you're humble. Don't pat yourself in the back. From the moment you do that, you're prideful. Let other people call you humble. And when they call you humble, be careful. Don't lift up your head. But rather pray that God keeps you humble. Because from the moment you lift up your head, that devil is coming. And your fall will follow suit. And those weapons that are listed, they're in the Bible. Like I said again, read your Bible. They're in the Bible. Just put on, use those weapons against the devil. And the same way, use those weapons against the world. From the moment you stand in the spirit, you have stood up in a physical realm, because everything starts in the spirit. Everything takes place in the spirit. That's where everything begins. So if you start gearing up in the spirit, it's just a matter of time before it shows up in a physical realm. So all you have to do is just focus on the spiritual aspect of things. Not to neglect the physical, but just make sure you get your spiritual right and stand. And eventually, physically, it's going to come out. And in time, you're going to find the balance. So those are the weapons. And maybe next time, God willing, we're going to talk about one secret weapon. A really good one too. Yeah. So here you have your weapons. And I hope you gear up too. You know. And don't forget prayer. Prayer is a way of talking to God. Talk to God. And also don't forget praise and worship. Because praising God, staying in his presence, is very important. It's all part of wrapping your mind in the salvation of Jesus Christ. It's all part of wearing the helmet. So, don't forget, use your weapons. And if you don't know how to use them, ask God. He's always there. Pray. And you can always reach out. I'm going to do my best to answer your questions. I'm going to do what's in my power to the best of my ability to answer you guys' questions. And just don't stop. Just keep moving. Keep stepping as the warrior that you are. Amen? And underground, keep on saying underground cover. What? Underground preacher to the underground church. I'm out. yeah. And cut.